News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
New research published today by the National Youth Council of Ireland reveals the severe impact of the cost of living crisis on young people. Rent, accommodation, they're the biggest single financial challenge. News Talk's Ellen Kenny has been on the streets of Dublin asking young people what for their thoughts.
You're not going to find somewhere that's affordable unless you're living in like a cupboard in someone's house. Like, you're not going to find somewhere affordable.
Even in comparison to, say, my parents, like when they grew up my age, it's completely different for me now, and there's just so much extra pressure on like finances. Even on a night out, like minimum 60, 70 quid. Like,
I'm one of the lucky ones because, again, support from my parents. But I know one person who actually had to stop studying altogether because they couldn't maintain working and renting in Dublin.
I'm planning to go to the States with my boyfriend. It's expensive there, but at least I have more opportunity. I moved to Dublin from Galway. And if you don't have like a stable income, if you don't have access to a big girl job, you can't really have a good life.
Even though there's jobs and stuff, like if you actually want to enjoy your life and not just like living paycheck to paycheck with rent prices and stuff, you're better off moving away.
I had to move back home just to build up any sort of savings. When you see what you're getting for that cost as well, it is really enticing to just go abroad.
Rents are a lot higher than mortgage repayments, but you're locked out from like getting mortgages because you can't afford it because you're paying such high rent. So it's kind of like a vicious circle.
Catherine Walsh is Director of Policy and Advocacy at the National Youth Council of Ireland. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on this morning.
There does seem to be a disconnect between the people who own homes and the people who are struggling to get them. I mean, young people feel disconnected according to this survey.
Yeah, exactly. And what we're finding from this survey is that young people are generally seen to be disproportionately bearing the brunt of the rising cost of living. And really what we're seeing is that there's a consensus the government needs to do more. And the result is that of that, and what we see it echoed in the sentiments from the Vox Pops there, is that 3 in 5 under 25s are considering emigrating to enjoy a better quality of life. And 3 in 10 are strongly considering such a move. And it's really interesting, some of the quotes that came there in terms of, you know, being worse off than their parents' generation, you know, better off moving away, being locked out. It's a vicious circle. We know even from the research that 7 in 10 people disagree that life is in Ireland is easier than it was years ago. So what we're faced with is 81% of young people are actually fearful for the future. And that's really worrying. That's not just, you know, a worrying statistic. It's a warning that young people, they're anxious about their future. And that's going to have implications also in the future. Stress manifests in terms of health problems. And, you know, it's a perfect storm that's brewing. But it's not a new issue. You know, that we've been doing polling and research the last number of years, as have others. Housing has consistently been the issue for young people, and it's more and more. But now when we have cost of living on top of that, that exacerbates
the problem. I heard someone say there the cost of a night out, 60, 70 quid. Nights out were always expensive, even when I was going out. I mean, the number was smaller, but the cost was still there. Was it always thus that there was always going to be something putting pressure on young people? In the 80s, it was the idea of not being able to get a job. In the 90s, it was not being able to get a good job or get a good degree or get education. The latest manifestation of this is the accommodation crisis. Has every generation not gone through a bit of this?
There's always been problems, and we will always have, obviously, economic cycles in terms of boom and bust. But as I said, what we're facing now is that storm where it is accommodation, housing, rent crises, but you also have cost of living. So cost of living, and we're seeing it from our own survey, as rent and accommodation is a top issue. College and education fees come in second, food and education, or food and groceries, healthcare, transport. All these issues are coming together at the one time. So it's not just one issue that's hitting young people. It's all coming. And we hear it, obviously, in terms of, we hear it from political thinkings this week. We hear it, obviously, as kites start to begin to fly for budget 2026 in terms of cost of living, what's going to be done for people.
Nobody's rushing to help the students or the young people because they
exactly.
Predominantly don't vote. It's always going to be tax breaks for people who are earning money or maybe supporting the hospitality industry in some way. Nobody's talking about targeting students and helping them in a particular way. Is that because they don't vote and as a result the politicians care less about them?
And that's really problematic, and that's why we continue to do this research, to spotlight that young people aren't being, their issues aren't being addressed at this time. I suppose we always have that narrative of apathy and youth apathy. Young people don't vote, they won't go out and vote.
But they don't.
But And what we would say is that, you know, young people are increasingly engaged. They've demonstrated their interest in shaping political landscape. And sometimes that manifests in different ways, whether it's been recent referendums, marriage equality referendums, issues around climate strikes, youth activism is as strong as it ever was. And we know that active citizenship is particularly strong. And in youth work in the sector that the National Youth Council that we represent, active citizenship is a really important part of that. And we engage with young people outside the formal education system. But we are trying to highlight to politicians, we're highlighting to policymakers every day that we cannot, you cannot look at, you know, poverty and trying to address child poverty and at risk of poverty deprivation levels in society without also looking at young people. They do not live in a bubble. They're not a separate to what is going on. And we know from our polling that only 13% of people believe the government is doing enough for young people. You mentioned there the hospitality industry, and obviously we know there's conversations about the VAT cut. But we know that young people who are working in, for example, in hospitality, in retail, in those sectors who are under 20 are currently on sub-minimum rates of pay. They're not even getting full rates of pay. And that's something that could be done in terms of abolishing sub-minimum rates of pay and ensuring that young people have income adequacy.
All right. Catherine Walsh, Director of Policy and Advocacy at the National Youth Council of Ireland. Thanks very much for joining us. If you're in that cohort, if you are a young person or if you're the parent of a young person who feels like they have no choice and that the emigration machine that has acted as a stress release valve for the country is about to be activated again, tell us what you think this morning. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.